It's been a bad year fiscally, with the economy in tatters and tax revenues not far behind. Some of that is the city's share of sales tax in the fall, and that reflects the national quarantine, with people at home instead of out shopping or eating in bars or restaurants. That's why the special council meeting to approve borrowing more than $18 million to balance the budget. At the same time, the council members are looking at the fiscal year, which starts July 1st, and not seeing much improvement. Finance Committee Chair Rashid Wyatt says members have no choice.
There's a finance debt that we need to close the year out, and we need $18.5 million. And so we will be taking out a loan with J.P. Morgan Chase to cover that shortfall for this year.
The new year isn't looking great, and now the City Control Board has told the Brown administration not to include in its budget planning the $65 million it anticipates in federal aid in yet another stimulus bill, and not to expect the $11 million from Seneca Gaming, since the Seneca Nation lost in a court fight over that state share of some revenues, but the nation hasn't paid yet. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.